Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I'm TJ, and I have started doing something that I know is annoying, and I know people think is ridiculous, which is odd for me because it's unheard of for me because I don't do things that are ridiculous.
Okay.
Yeah. But this is ridiculous to most people, but this is the how strongly I feel about it. I am going to take it upon myself as leading a movement, or as former President Obama would say, a movement. I want to leave a movement. And that movement that I'm leading is to get these young people on social media to stop posting things where someone is talking over somebody else singing. Now, people talk about being confident about something. Like, the best way to be confident is to actually know what you're talking about, have the information, and know the information. Well, I am as confident about that as anything I've ever been in my life. You are not supposed to talk over people singing. You're just not supposed to do it. And I'm a professional. I am one of the most well-respected radio personalities in the history of the industry. So I know what I'm talking about. So this is my mission.
Oh,
now,
this is your platform.
Yeah. And I've already started. I made a couple of moves in this direction. There was a video the other day that popped up, kind of a spam thing about this game called Bucket Golf or something, where you set up these buckets around your yard and you play golf into them. And you could barely hear the person talking about the product because there was a song playing underneath that was so loud.
Really?
And somebody singing. Hey, you heard it, Rob.
Yeah, he played it for me yesterday. It was rough. I couldn't tell what was going on.
And
I didn't know the song either. That's how crazy it was.
I left him a message, a comment, that you're not supposed to do that. And I said, roll your eyes if you want, but I'm an expert, and I'm just trying to help you. So they responded.
Did they really?
Me. Yes.
Bucket golf? The bucket golf?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Bucket Golf?
And you know what the people said?
What?
Bucket Golf Game said, @TJ_Richie. Do you see how many views the original video got? Check out page. And then I said, ha ha, that's great. Seriously, I'm happy for you and your product looks really fun. That doesn't change the fact that voiceovers should never be done over vocals.
Oh,
double down.
Really?
And then there was another one that I saw where they're playing this powerful clip of a Nick Saban speech over Linger by the Cranberries, and that girl is just wailing, and Nick Saban's voice is trying to be played over hers. I said, think about how much more powerful this video would be if Nick Saban wasn't having to compete with the lead singer of the Cranberries.
Oh, bro.
So I decided at that moment, I don't care what people think.
Yeah.
Whether I'm, you know, Mr. Old, don't know what's cool and what's not, this needs to stop. It needs to stop, and there is nothing, I don't think one single thing that I know more than this topic. That's why it is up to me to lead the movement.
It's got
to
be you.
Get people to stop doing it. So if you hear that on social media where they're talking over someone singing, you send them a comment right then and tell them to stop it. And we'll have an end to this by year's end. That's what's going to happen.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know, there's been a lot of controversies on the internet in the last couple of years, mostly pushed by Gen Z / millennials, young millennials. One that sticks out in my memory is when everybody started believing that birds weren't real.
Remember
that? That they were just drones made by the government to watch what we're doing. And birds weren't real. And that was like a whole campaign. They bought billboards, put it on the side of cars. And I think we determined that was not true. The birds are real.
Yeah.
And they've
really?
they're very real.
Much study and investigation.
But this new one, I think, has a little more has more legs. When you go, especially with it's festival time, it's fair time. The Renaissance Festival is back. You ever bought one of those turkey legs at a Renaissance festival or a place like that? One of those huge turkey legs?
Yeah, at Disney World.
Yeah.
I've never been to a Renaissance festival.
Oh, you've never been?
No.
Oh, we're going to change that. Don't you worry.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I think that would be great.
It's your kind of people.
Yeah, since turkey legs are back in popularity, here's what one woman is saying about the turkey leg that you buy at the fair or at the Renaissance festival.
Turkey legs is ham. Whole time turkey legs been ham. The world is a lie. Everything we ever knew was a lie, guys. Everything that we have ever known is a lie, okay? So I was watching a TikTok. This girl said they was at the fair. They got turkey legs. The turkey legs tasted like ham. So they went back to the dude and was like, hey, why does this turkey leg taste like ham? He was like, it is ham. We just call them turkey legs. What do you want us to say? Pig leg? Mind blown.
So turkey legs are ham. And now people are sharing that video saying, yeah, if you look at turkeys, their legs don't look like the one you buy at the fair or at the Renaissance Festival. But if you look at a pig leg, it resembles that. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know enough to say.
I don't either.
I'm assuming it's got to be turkey, right? But it does taste like ham.
Because it's smoked.
Is that the mm-hmm. difference?
Yeah, it's smoked. And ham, most ham has smoke.
And that's why it's darker. It's mm-hmm. like almost a reddish color.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. And you don't get the chin part of any bird.
Right.
You get up into the, like a chicken has little skinny legs too, right above their talons.
Yeah.
But it's on up the leg that we get a drumstick. There's a joint up there. That's why you don't have a whole big skinny leg sticking out of the back of a chicken drumstick.
Right.
Right.
Okay. It's like more towards the thigh.
Yeah.
And up.
Yeah. It's connected to the thigh. Yeah.
And surely this guy just told her that so she'd leave because she was very loud.
Yeah, you're right, lady.
Sam.
Yeah, I wouldn't be taking advice from the guy at the fair. I mean, anytime you say, like, I learned this from the guy at the fair. Fair,
right.
Yeah, he's the expert.
Right. He's the expert.
Like, on what?
He said, no, that's a pig leg. We just call him turkey leg. So. Yeah.
And you know, he's seeing this going, that's gone viral, and I've started a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Yeah. Heck yeah. He's kind of smart.
What's the ultimate fair food? Is it the corn dog, or is it the deep fried Oreo?
I think it's a funnel cake.
Most people would say funnel cake. Yeah.
Funnel cake. Yes. Are you guys a Bloomin' Onion at the fair? Or is
I've never
too
seen
much?
That at a fair. Of course, I haven't been to the fair in so long. It's unfair.
So
how long it's been. Yeah.
We got the Renaissance Festival and the fair to take TJ to. We've got a pack of
I can't wait. I love fair food. Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, can we just go sell puppies in the parking lot of Walmart?
You got
while
it.
While we're at it, that sounds like we just make a day of
radio
it.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
This is not, it wouldn't be funny if it happened to me, but it's kind of funny because it happened and I saw it in the news. This woman had rented an Airbnb, and when she got there, everything was great. It looked just like it did in the pictures and all that until it was her and her sister were there on vacation, and they went to get in the bed, and when they pulled the comforter back, it wasn't a bed, it was two folding tables that they had shoved together and put a comforter on with pillows and everything, so they didn't even have a bed in it.
What?
Folding tables?
Yeah, random. You know, the kind the wrestlers jump through.
Yeah. Sorry, no bed.
Yeah. Ooh, did we forget to mention that?
How do you have a house for rent with no bed in it?
I don't know, but they knew they were scamming people because they made it up to look like a bed in the pictures, you know?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I heard an Airbnb story. A woman said, yeah, every time I stay in an Airbnb, I steal the toaster and I donate it to people who are in need, like at a Goodwill or a thrift shop. Because they don't really check, you know, in the cabinets where they keep the toaster usually. Well, so I've taken, you know, a couple dozen toasters.
You're a thief.
I was like, yeah. You're just a common thief. Yeah.
Right. When you reach into your pocket to give to charity, then it's noble. When you reach into somebody else's pocket, it's criminal.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? Odd thing to donate. Like, the people in need really want a toaster.
Like, right. I don't know. Right.
Get some more you know, that's on Facebook Marketplace before she even leaves there.
Yep.
I know.
I'm trying to sell people's toaster.
And a homeless person doesn't have an outlet. Like, yeah, what are right. we doing? I mean, come on. Lord.
Yeah. Crazy.
Because that's what I hear most people say. I mean, you know, they lose everything and they just go, if I could just have a piece of toast.
Oh, my God, yeah. Everything would be fine. Mm-hmm. What am I going to do with all these Eggos in the toaster?
I just don't think, you know, we were talking about things that are not for you. Riggins, you had that whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't think it's for me to ever stay in an Airbnb where the owners are in the house.
Oh, never.
You know how people do that?
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Weird.
Yeah. I would never be able to sleep.
I would never be able to come down to a common area. Like, you know, they talk about eating breakfast with the, like it's a bed and breakfast kind of thing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to do that.
There was a couple that stayed in an Airbnb, and in the middle of the day, from behind the bookcase, the owner walks out. He had like a secret room behind the bookcase, and he thought they had left. And he said, sorry, I was just going to come out to take a shower. Like this little old man, it was his house, but he was hiding behind like the living room.
But you know who does stuff like that? Is Nick Saban. The greatest college coach of all time. He does that. I've seen him.
Really?
Yeah, he has rental properties and he walks around there and yells at the people for not doing what they're supposed to do and everything. He's like, I told you you can't do this and this and this. So he just like happens up on them and they're like, oh, Nick Saban's here.
Hey, what are you doing here?
What a weirdo. What a creep.
There's Nick.
No, I get skeeved out by those Airbnbs, man.
Yeah.
I prefer a hotel 10 out of 10 times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know, there's an account I follow on the Instagram of a woman that shows all the stuff she does at a hotel. Mm-hmm. Like, because they could still have cameras and stuff in there and everything.
Yeah. And they're probably way dirtier and more disgusting.
No, this is just safety things, you know, for the locks. And she takes special locks with her and all kinds of stuff like that. It depends on, I guess, where the hotel is.
True.
You know.
And I'm fat and ugly. I'm like, you can spy on me. I don't care. Get the video. I don't care.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's well known TJ does not like games. But I love a game, and I think he's going to like this one. It's called Louisiana or Not. I've got three criminals, and you're going to tell me whether you believe these criminals are from Louisiana or not.
Ooh.
Okay. I'm the only one playing?
Everybody can play, but I think you're going to be sort of the real knowledgeable one on this, because you know Louisiana back and front. 52-year-old man, and I've changed their names just to not give you any clues. 52-year-old man named Gregory G. Arrested three times in 1 week for the same criminal offense, and that was loving himself in his own driveway. Three times in a week, he was arrested for the same thing.
That is not Louisiana.
Incorrect. That is Louisiana. Would you like to take a guess at what part of Louisiana? Because I've heard this one.
South Louisiana.
Metairie.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, yep. South Louisiana. It's close to New Orleans, Metairie.
That's right. Three times arrested, 52 years old, in a lawn chair in his own driveway, loving himself.
He couldn't have just walked in the front door.
No. Had to be in the driveway.
It's too hot in the house.
Exactly. A pastor was convicted of child abuse at a school he founded. He was convicted after he was taping the children's mouths closed because they were talking too much. He said, I pulled out a roll of clear scotch tape and said, I'm going to give you a choice. We can either go downstairs and call your parents and you can wait in the lobby to be suspended, or you can get tape on your mouth and learn how to be quiet during class. Is that from Louisiana or not?
Yes.
That is correct. That is from Slidell, Louisiana.
Again, South Louisiana.
And you pick scotch tape, that comes right off.
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah.
But also that shows that it wasn't that serious.
Right.
Well, it is interesting. During his sentencing, he said he is the victim of cancel culture.
Yeah, I think so too. Put scotch tape on kids. How old are they?
I think fourth grade.
Yeah.
There were a couple other things that happened, but this
if it's just the scotch tape part, then yeah, that was overblown.
Okay. And then finally, a woman wanted for second-degree murder. Her name is Precious. Saw her own mugshot appear on the local Crime Stopper Facebook page, to which she then commented, that picture ugly. And the Facebook page responded, Precious, you're always welcome to head over to the sheriff's office and take a new picture if you want, or you can wait to take it when someone turns you in to collect the $1,000 reward. Well, she took it seriously and showed up thinking she was going to get the $1,000, and she did not. She was just arrested.
You don't say.
I'm going to say that is from central to North Louisiana.
It is in Louisiana. It is in St. Martin Parish,
Louisiana. No, it's still South Louisiana.
Okay. So two mugshots for her. She thought she was going to collect that $1,000.
I could see that coming more from the country area of Louisiana, you know, central to north, rather than the Cajun part. But I was wrong. All three of those came from the Cajun part of Louisiana.
Yeah, yeah. She said, that picture ugly.
I'm going to get my $1,000.
Oh, precious.
Who would want their mugshot retaken out of everybody on the show? Is that Lindsay?
Mm. Well,
I don't know. I'd probably be pretty.
You might be right up there.
We'd go together and be like, can we take them together? We're better together in a picture.
You could be asking the jailer, up and tilt.
Yeah.
Make sure you up and tilt.
Radio show, podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
I don't know what this, I didn't see this DM, as the kids call them, that came in about Lindsay. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's not nearly as offensive as what she's taking it, and or as you're making it out to be, Riggins.
Well, she did before the show. She goes, do you know this person? I said, no. And yeah, it sounded not nice.
Do you want to read it or you want me to read it?
No, you
read
it.
Okay, okay. Okay.
You read it since you've got it already printed out into a fathead. Yeah.
All right. It reads, hey, longtime listener and beloved fan. I sent TJ a DM earlier. Did you get that? I wasn't exactly thrilled to hear about your return at all, but I still listened anyway. I think you've got potential and you seem a little bit more relatable to women in the market now.
Yeah, the supermarket.
not when I was on the show then, but now, maybe. I couldn't believe it had been 8 years, but I love hearing about your skepticism of your kids being on YouTube. So welcome back anyway. Many of us are very sad about the circumstances, but you're already great complaining about the coffee, about Riggins. So XOXO, heart emoji.
But that sounds like a compliment. And she's been talking to me about charity stuff, like for the mountains of North Carolina and all of that kind of thing. Yeah. So
I think
she's a good person.
Listen, and I love when people message me. I do. And I just message back.
Little heart hands.
Mm-hmm. Heart hands. But here's the thing. I wasn't exactly thrilled about your return, but I listened anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she didn't like you before, but she likes you now.
But I think you've got potential. You're not doing it, but I think you
right.
I think you have potential.
You're so close.
But is it an insult to say you were insufferable in a past life of the radio and then now you're not? I think that's a positive message, I think.
TJ?
That basically is what she's saying, right? I like you now.
Yeah.
I found you insufferable before.
But she doesn't say she likes me now. You've just got potential. Got potential. You're not doing it.
Yeah,
right. You're not doing it for me. Yeah.
Okay.
So if she's listening, can she tell you what you need to work on?
Yeah.
Cool.
No, don't say. Yeah.
And you know what I'm going to say back? You try this. Please.
Well, don't say that because you're not here on Thursday and Friday.
We'll
get her up in here.
Available 24/7 on the free TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins show.
So we've learned a lot today. A lot of it happened behind the scenes. Like I learned, I can no longer trust Tech D Rob with any fast food opinion that he's got. He's our fast food expert. We've deemed him that. He brings us all the news about the new items that are coming to fast food restaurants. And I trust him explicitly. Mm-hmm. I know he knows what's good.
Yeah.
And then during a commercial break a little while ago, we were talking about our love of the cheesy gordita crunch at Taco Bell. The best thing Taco Bell's ever had. And he goes, yeah, I get it with chicken. And I thought, okay, well, I can't even trust you. Mm. If you think the chicken is the appropriate protein.
Yeah, and I've come to that conclusion a long time ago, Riggins. So,
really?
Yeah, and it was the same thing. He said one time that he would always prefer chicken to beef in some other dish, maybe. Or maybe it was something you said you would rather have chicken
in almost any situation. Chicken is my favorite meat.
Right, and that's like somebody saying to me, I'm not on a diet. I don't care whether I'm eating calories or not or fiber or anything, but I just prefer the taste of multigrain bread over white bread.
Yeah.
So it just makes no sense.
Why would you do that?
Yeah.
Why would
you do that? Dry white meat chicken.
I'm upset about it.
I know. It is upsetting.
Fired up.
It's upsetting.
It's like he has the palate of a bull's up.
So we're learning about tech D-Rub. And TJ was kind of the first to point this out, that young people love old people, mm-hmm. and not just older people, like old people. They find them, what is it, cute?
Yeah, my daughter is, I mean, she's just, if she sees old people in a restaurant or something, she's like, oh my God, I want to go sit with them.
That's exactly what happened at this hair salon. This older man came in to get his hair cut, and this is what the stylist said. Today we were working at my salon, I was cutting an older gentleman's hair, and everyone was just in love with him. He's so cute, this little old man. And when he got up to leave, everyone noticed he had clearly peed his pants.
Oh.
And they started to tear up, like, how were they going to tell him? But then he laughed and said, here's your tip. Have fun cleaning that up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Because not all old people are nice.
Right.
You know? There are limits to how much you like old people. They got to be nice old people.
Right. Because old people of today were the hippies of the 60s. And they're very, you know, it was the first selfish generation.
So while they look cute and adorable because they're old and wrinkly and hunched over, doesn't mean they're good people.
Yeah. Don't be
Here's your tip. Have fun cleaning that up.
Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
I guess you'll be riding a mop today.
Radio show. Podcast. Get the TJ and Riggins app in your app store or at tjriggins.com/app. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So, Lindsay worked with us for many years on the show, and then she left and got married, started a family, and now she's back a few days a week. And welcome again,
thank you,
Lindsay. Now, I know that you've done a lot of crazy diets and fad diets and things like that through the years, you know, being a professional NBA dancer and always having to make weight and all that kind of stuff. But did you do a lot of crazy workout routines and things like that?
Yeah. I mean, we had a trainer, so we always had to.
Yeah. You know. But I mean, you weren't getting into goat yoga or anything like that.
I have done that. It's dirty, so I don't love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was never into anything like that.
What is that other, pogo balls or something like that?
Yeah.
That women do. Then the Gen Z kids make fun of millennial women for doing all these crazy workout classes and stuff. Well, now there's goat yoga, there's puppy yoga, and snake yoga.
I like puppy, not snake. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how holding snakes and letting them crawl on you and everything helps you with the yoga practice, but evidently it's a thing.
Well, you lose weight because it scares the out of you.
You're tense.
I don't know if you got to bring your own snake or what, but
I'm certainly not going to find inner peace with a spitting cobra.
No,
crawling over me.
These are all those snakes that don't bite or they're not venomous and all that, the slow snakes.
But still,
who wouldn't want to mess with that? Just get your workout done.
Please.
Come on.
Yeah.
Bunch of freaks.
Hurry up.
I mean, obviously, I mean, I know I get accused of being judgmental and old fashioned and all that, but there's no way a normal person says, I'm going to go do yoga with snakes. And I'm so excited about it.
Never.
You got to be a weirdo to want to do that.
Absolutely.
Is that any crazier than the churches that use snakes?
No, because those churches that use snakes use rattlesnakes.
Oh, God.
That is crazy.
And the serpent.
Man.
But still, I mean, I bet you these snake yoga classes cost more than regular ones.
Oh, for sure.
I mean.
What do people pay for that? We got to look that up.
I don't know.
How much does regular yoga cost?
20.
A session? 20, I think.
Yeah,
20. They're charging at least 50 for these.
And the kind of snakes they use more than any of them, trouser.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So we realized that a lot of people listening, John and Joan Q listener, viewer, family members, don't know anything about Lindsay, even though, you know, she was on the show for a long time with us and then she was gone for a long time. Now, I have noticed something, though, Lindsay, that people may find interesting about you. I noticed that when you post stuff on the social medias, you don't post like these empowerment memes or things like that or you know, any type of motivational type things or these sentimental memes and stuff.
Yeah.
Your posting is, let me see if I've got it right. It's usually in just maybe three categories. Mm-hmm. Your kids, mm-hmm. Fashion, makeup, yeah, tips for people, you know, mm-hmm, and food.
Mm-hmm. That's about, yeah. About
sometimes it. Friends, but mainly those three things.
Yep.
Kids, fashion, food.
Mm-hmm.
It's fashion, food.
Kids, fashion, food.
Mm-hmm. That's a good wheelhouse.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Now, sometimes she, Riggins, gets kind of goofy with the makeup tips and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, she'll get right up in the camera, like, and then my eyeshadow, look, I mean, I love it. You really can't tell the color of it right now because I'm in the dark, but trust me.
Oh, no.
It's great.
Yeah. I swear it's good.
What's like a good fashion makeup tip she shared? Like, what am I missing here? Anything good?
No, you're not missing anything. Yeah.
I mean, it's like she's just teaching a class that nobody's attending. No one's
there. The light's on.
No, but she, you know how she always used to have the, you know, the different things that she would bring into the office and say, I just ordered this lip gloss. And then, you know, like we were talking about the other day, where that stuff was burning her lips because it was.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I remembered more about that, too. Remember when it burned my lips, but also it got on, like, different parts of my body because I guess it was on my hands. And my face, like, started swelling up. Do y'all remember that?
Yeah, and
we were
and you were drooling a little bit, too. I remember that. Yeah, because it was.
What are you putting on your face?
TJ was like, you have, like, a red mark all down your neck. Like, and it was from my lipstick.
I mean, just.
Yeah.
This country come to town. Yeah. You know, this is basically what it was. Putting acid all over her face to try to get her lips to look fuller.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.